It's Sports with Amy Reid.
And watch Fox Sports reporter Mike Yuva on 102.3 The Fox.
Back with another week of football, and Gamecocks headed to Florida this time. Mike, let's talk. Are we looking at Colin Hill starting again, or is Ryan Helinski going to be in as quarterback?
Yes, Colin Hill will be back under center this week for the Gamecocks after getting his first start for USC last week. And first half, outside of that opening drive, USC really wasn't able to do anything from an offensive things going in the second half, especially those first two drives to start the second half. And I think there's a lot of promise. I think there's a lot of excitement heading into this week, even though you're going up against a very good Florida team. But a Florida team that struggled last week defensively and gave up over 600 yards.
What should Gamecocks keep an eye out for? Is there anything that they need to do differently this week, or was last week just about Tennessee being better?
I honestly think South Carolina had the chance to be able to win that game, and I think a lot of Gamecocks fans would feel the same way. I think from an offensive standpoint, especially in the first half, they struggled to be able to block, and that put them behind the eight ball a little bit. The other things that they probably struggled with offensively in the first half, they didn't stretch the field. They didn't take shots down the field. It became very predictable, and they started to change stuff a little bit in the second half, but it was a little too late by then. Defensively, you're going up against the best tight end in the country, in my opinion, in Kyle Pitts. You have to do everything you can to be able to slow him down. Hidry Mukwamu, who left last week's game for the Gamecocks with a groin injury, he is expected to play, according to Muschamp last night. Muschamp said that on his weekly Carolina Call show. So being able to have him will be huge for the Gamecocks to be able to, like I said, try to slow him down. You're not going to be able to stop him altogether. But, I mean, that's a big boy, guy that's over 6'5", you know, 240 pounds. He's an absolute tank.
Ahead of last week's game, a video of Will Muschamp getting everybody excited, which was not intended for everybody, kind of went viral. And then you saw in the post game press conference that it was being brought up. And for me, I just think that stuff's funny. I'm not an easily offended person, but I know for you, you know, as somebody who's involved, is that something that is like unbecoming? What was the big deal? Is that unbecoming of coaches? Like, we're all aware the F word exists. Highly sure, 100%, that students have heard it before. You know, like, is it as big of a deal as it was made out to be?
I don't think it's a big deal. I think it's a non-story, especially at this point. It was definitely had to be brought up because the first question is, all right, one, is it real? Which, of course, we found out pretty quickly that it was real. And number two, who leaked this? And unfortunately, right now, we have no idea who put that out there. Muschamp spoke about it on Tuesday. He was asked. You know, he wasn't at following the game. He was not in the right mood, or would be in the good mood to ask him. But when someone asked him that question on Tuesday, he's like, I'm still not in the right mood to ask the question. But I think it's just one of those things that when you're in a leadership role, it's the people that have to make the decision sometimes. And I think Bob Caslin, I mean, he was in the Army. I'm sure he's heard a lot of language that you wouldn't necessarily repeat day to day, especially in the South. But
yeah.
I think it's just one of those things that, you know, playing college football, being around football my whole life, you hear these things all the time. The players have heard it. I just think more than anything, it's just one of those things that you try to be, you're the CEO. I think that's the best way to put it.
Okay.
Muschamp is the CEO of one of the most powerful programs in the South. And in terms of South Carolina, and obviously Clemson's there as well. So I think, you know, you're trying to set the tone in terms of just being like this corporate, you know, the way you corporate it when you're in front of the cameras. So I think that's probably why he was upset more than anything. And he said that was a video between him and Justin King, one of the head guys over at the media creative, media services over with South Carolina's creative media department.
Yeah.
And it just got out. It was just a video that they made. There's an outtake. And they weren't going to use it. And of course, that wasn't the case. So they're trying to figure out who leaked that video. But it's from 2 years ago.
And I'm just finally like, oh, look, somebody has some life to them. It's about time. Like, I appreciate the personality behind it, you know. But it does make sense you with your point of he's the CEO and you have to present it in a certain way. So also, you mentioned Clemson. Let's talk Clemson. They're at home this weekend playing Virginia. What are some of your predictions for that game?
Well, I think just continue to do what you've done the last couple of weeks. I mean, they're coming off a bye week, so sometimes, you know, teams can struggle, especially on offense, to start games just because they're trying to get back into rhythm. That hasn't been an issue for Clemson, not just the first two games, but that hasn't been an issue for them over the last couple of seasons. So being able to go out there, I mean, you should be all healed up from some of these dings that you've kind of took over the last couple of weeks, even though it was only 2 weeks before going into a bye week, but yeah. You had a long training camp, so your guys should be healthy and ready to go. And you just got to go out there. You just got to continue to execute at a high level, because Virginia, this should be a game that that Clemson has no problems with being able to walk away with. But the problem is, at the same time, a lot of people look at Clemson and they want them to say, okay, you know, keep showing me how good you really are, because people just don't give credit to the ACC. I mean, it's nothing like the SEC, but people don't look at the ACC with a lot of respect. So if you're Clemson, you have to do everything you can to look as sharp as you can each week, just because you know people aren't going to look at you the same way in comparison to an Alabama or, you know, a Georgia, just because of the competition that they're going up against in comparison to what you guys are playing.
Let's talk bye weeks real quick, if you don't mind. I would imagine, as me, somebody who is a non-player, that having a bye week so early kind of sucks a little bit. I would imagine, like, best case scenario, you get it like mid-season to give your body that break. But being, you know, 2 weeks and then a bye week, have you heard from players where it's like, we'd rather have it mid or later in the season, or getting it early, is there a benefit to that?
Well, the benefit for Clemson is they're going to have another bye week later on in the year, which usually, you know, it has happened the last couple of years in college football, but it's not usual for this year when you look at some of these other leagues, just because of the way things are structured.
Yeah.
But that's just how things played out for them this year. So to be able to have two bye weeks is going to be a huge benefit for them, especially when you get later into the season, getting ready for a conference championship and making another run at a national title. So I think being able to have it when they did, you know, I agree with you. You know, if this was their only bye week of the year, yeah, I'd rather have it at the midway point or somewhere a little bit later in the season. But at the same time, too, if you're going to have two bye weeks, it's not bad to have it the way that they had it, especially coming off a game where they played the Citadel, which, you know, no disrespect to the Bulldogs, but they had no business even being on the same field as Clemson that day. So they were, you know, they've only really played, in terms of their starters, they've only really played about a game.
Okay.
Because they didn't really play at all in the second half of that Citadel game. They didn't play much, you know, in that fourth quarter against Wake Forest. And a lot of them got pulled actually in the second quarter against the Citadel, just because how bad the score was, how bad they were beating them up by. So these guys are fresh, but being able to have that bye week, you know, following that game, they have no excuses of not being able to come out there and being able to run circles around Virginia.
And what are we looking at this weekend for high school football? Any like game of the week that you're thinking?
Well, I'll tell you what. I mean, this game took place last night, but AC Fluor just put on an absolute clinic. You know, Dustin Curtis, he's back at Fluor as a head coach, second year back now. They put up 49 points in the first quarter.
Whoa!
And just absolutely insane. 42, excuse me. They end up winning the game. They scored 49 points. So in the second quarter, they kind of called the dogs back a little bit. But they are a team you just want to keep an eye on as this season goes on. But tonight's big game for us. You know, it'll be on our Watch 57.2 channel, and WACH.com is our Sonic Friday Night Rivals game. That's going to be Spring Valley taking a Ridgeview. So
okay.
That's our high school game of the week. But there'll be plenty of high school action we'll have tonight on Watch Fox at 10 o'clock and then at 11. And then we'll also have a big special coming up this Sunday, Game Changers, which is going to be taking a look at, you know, social injustice and talking with, you know, some of the coaches and players throughout not just South Carolina, but beyond, and being able to kind of just get a different perspective from coaches and players.
What time's that on?
That's going to be at 10:30 this Sunday night on Watch Fox.
Oh, nice. I'll be excited to check that out. And Mike, if people want to hang out with you, social media, and when can they check you out on Watch?
They can follow me on Twitter at Mike_UVA, and then they can check us out on the weekend. You know, we have the 10 o'clock show. You can check me out around that 10 o'clock window for sports. And then, like I said, Sunday night's Game Changer special. I'll be part of that. So good conversation with Murray Garvin, the head coach at SC State men's basketball. But we also have Alex English in there. We got some women's basketball players from the University of South Carolina. It's going to be a good show. I mean, last time we had Marcus Lattimore, Don Staley, Frank Martin on. So this is part two of our special, and we're very excited to be able to do it.
Nice. Well, Mike, thank you so much. Excited to check that special out on Sunday, and I'll talk to you next week.
All right, Amy. Thank you.